The Toyota Corporation has returned to profitability following a major recall crisis that hurt the company's sales and image. The automaker was forced to issue recalls on as many as 8 million vehicles following reports of out-of-control acceleration and other safety-related problems. Toyota has announced that profits for the quarter that ended in March rose more than $1 billion, despite losses during the same quarter the year before. I asked Jesse Toprak, Vice President for Industry Trends at the auto industry analysis group TrueCar.com, if he was surprised about Toyota's return to profitability.
Not really a surprise. Toyota is a big global company. They clearly have very good presence across the globe, and we have seen some hesitation in terms of the consumer's willingness to consider Toyota products in the U.S. market. But many sources of revenue for Toyota is actually outside of the U.S. market.
Was the recall crisis affecting mostly the American market then?
They had recalls across the globe, but I think that we've seen the biggest backlash, so to speak, against Toyota brand in the U.S. market. I think that the main reason for that is the consumers in the U.S. tend to be less brand loyal and more suspicious, so to speak. And it's easy to have a more negative impact on the consumers in the U.S. than most other markets. The choices are plentiful here, and we've seen the domestic automakers in the U.S., and especially within the last year, come a long way in terms of their product quality and image.
Was the company as aggressive in offering incentives as you thought they should have been?
We've seen some hesitation from Toyota at the very beginning of the recall issue back in the January and February timeframe. Afterwards, though, they came out with a 0% program in most of their cars, low APR programs, and very attractive lease deals, which at least in March turned out that it really worked to keep people in the brand. In April, they also did okay, but we have seen some weakening of demand.
Could it be that incentives just aren't going to be enough? And if that's the case, what could the company do to regain the trust of consumers?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a trust issue. So in order to repair damaged trust, you need to give consumers reasons that the brand is actually taking care of their customers. There is coverages for them. There is Toyota backing their vehicles. So one way of dealing it from Toyota perspective may be to offer longer-term warranties. Most vehicles that Toyota sells, except for the Lexus brand, the factory warranty, the bumper-to-bumper warranty is 3 years or 36,000 miles. One option could be to perhaps extend that to 4 years and 50,000 miles, as they do with most of the luxury brands. And the rest of it is really marketing, ensuring that they are doing whatever it takes to own the problems, acknowledge it, and basically deal with it head on. And I think the main problem from the consumer trust perspective with the Toyota recalls is that wasn't necessarily that there were issues, but it was that they were not being tackled directly. In other words, consumers had the impression that Toyota was trying to cover it up or downplay it at the beginning of this issue.
Do you think the recall crisis has changed the corporate culture of Toyota, making it perhaps a little less secretive, more focused on safety?
Yes, and I think the biggest challenge with Toyota was that their corporate culture was a bit secretive, and that's just also a cultural issue as well. Japan versus U.S., I would say. It's not just Toyota, really. But the reality is that Toyota is probably realizing more so than ever that they are a global company, and one way to operate in one country isn't really the way you will operate in others. So in order to appeal to the global customer, there needs to be some changes made into how the company works internally and how the communications are done externally. Barring any new problems emerging and Toyota handling these issues, and which I must say in the last couple of months they did a good job in terms of the public relations, marketing, and incentives aspect of dealing with the issue, Toyota will probably slowly but surely distance itself away from these problems, but it's going to take a while.
Jesse Toprak is the Vice President for Industry Trends at the auto industry analysis group TrueCar.com. I'm Dave DeForest.